Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Hope you're right. It's nearly Tuesday home time, and this is Scott on Radio 1. How you doing? Right, it's busy today. 5:20, remember, the all-new time for Oh, What's Occurring? Have you registered? If you have, it might be us speaking to you today on the actual phone, because what happens now is we get a listener on to play against Becky every day on Oh, What's Occurring. So it's going to be one of you lot against Becky this afternoon at 5:20 for the first ever time. You can register online to play at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And it's going to be winner stays on. So if you beat Becky today, which let's face it, you probably will, then you'll come back on tomorrow as well. And you'll carry on coming on until Becky defeats you. That's on at 5:20. Also, trying to find something that Becky's good at, just the one thing. So we thought we'd have another go at what's Becky's forte. We thought we'd bring it back for 2010. Could your forte be a cappella singing? What do you reckon? No. Singing with no instruments. We'll find out with a group of people that do it for a living.
Podcast.
Now, I remember I was telling you a while back that we wanted to get a dog for our house because my flatmate was thinking that, you know, he's not got a girlfriend at the moment, and instead of a girl, he would like to have a dog. And then our landlord said, actually, you can't have a dog, sorry, because we're renting at the moment. He's found a way of kind of having a dog without having one. We're just kind of testing out the waters on this new social networking site. Social networking site where you pretend to be a dog. So we're both kind of doing that at the moment.
You and your housemate are on a website.
Well, he's kind of doing it and I'm telling him things to write.
Pretending to be dogs.
Yeah, it's part of Facebook. I'll tell you more in a minute. We've met a lovely dog, actually, called Rufus. I might give him a call to explain what's happening in a minute.
What sort of dog are you, please?
Hmm?
What sort of dog?
I'll let him explain in a minute.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hi.
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, good, you.
Right, they're ridiculing us for being on Dog Book.
Dog Book's good.
Yeah. So basically, it's dog owners on there pretending to be dogs, talking to each other, and we don't have a dog at the moment, but we are going to get one soon.
Yeah, we thought we'd start it beforehand. Yeah. So we built up some friends before it arrived.
Right, so what dog are you on there, please?
Jeremy Beagle, because we're getting a beagle.
And whose dog's picture have you stolen to pretend it's yours?
Just a beagle from the internet.
I just found one on the
generic
internet.
Generic beagle.
Yeah, they all look the same, don't they?
Yeah, so. Pretty much. We just looked up, we did Google Images beagles
apart
and just found a nice
Snoopy.
Looking one.
Snoopy's quite well recognised, isn't he, in the beagle world?
Yeah, we didn't put Snoopy on because everyone would know we were fake.
Just checking, you've done Stranger Things.
And you post on other dogs' walls and stuff?
Post on other dogs' walls, you put your interests.
Yeah.
You become friends with other dogs.
So you can put what parks you like to go to.
Mm.
What are Jeremy's interests, your dog?
Chewing wood.
Yeah.
Sniffing. Yeah. They like general stuff. I put down skateboarding the other day because there is a dog that skateboards and I thought Jeremy could do with a bit of edge.
Yeah, we're making it up at the moment because obviously, but when we get a real one, we'll change it to the interests that are of the actual dog that we've got.
Or teach it to skateboard.
Yeah. You can write status updates of what you're doing.
Do you think that people who actually have dogs have time to go on this website? Or do you think it's just other people like you who've made up the fact they've got dogs and are trying just to get dates out of it?
No, I think it's people with actual dogs. Admittedly, apart from us, we haven't. But we will get one. But it's people with dogs talking on behalf of their dogs and kind of pretending to be dogs.
Do you not
think we're not doing it to get dates.
No, we're not.
Well, you just said he was. You said he was, didn't have a girlfriend, so he was using Dog Book to get...
Is that what you said?
That's how I interpreted it.
No, I said you want a dog because you haven't got a girlfriend at the moment. I didn't suggest you were using Dog Book to get dates with girls who are also pretending to be dogs like
That's
you.
That's why I was so confused. I was like, he's only going to end up getting out with a dog.
Also, I'm not just getting a dog to get date.
I know that.
Yes, you are.
You are a bit, but...
Stop telling people that.
Girls like a boy with a dog. They do. It shows they're sensitive.
Happy byproduct.
Right. Anyway, so we're quite happy with Jeremy Beagle, and when we actually get our beagle, which will be called Jeremy, when we're allowed to have him in the flat, then obviously we'll take a picture and, it'll be ours and it won't be the...
And it'll suddenly look really different.
Yeah, but that's
It'll look the same. They all look the same.
Yeah.
Snoopy.
And we've met a lovely person called Rufus, haven't we?
Rufus, he's our friend.
Yeah.
Is that the dog or the owner?
That's the dog.
That's the dog.
We don't know who the owner is.
Yeah.
Just dog book.
We don't talk owner to owner, we talk dog to dog.
What sort of conversations have you had with Rufus?
Just like we said, like writing on each other's walls, what parks we like to go to.
He likes sniffing as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Common interest.
Hello, there. Rufus, I weed on this lamppost yesterday.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
What have you been up to?
Yeah, it's good.
Brilliant.
Anyway, I bet you...
I don't get it.
Right, I bet there'll be loads of other people on the text that are also on dog book. Right, thank you for that.
That's all right. They've right, probably got dogs, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's let's chat again to Rufus later, right.
Okay,
are you in tonight?
I am in tonight.
Okay, I'll see you then. Bye. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello, it's Scott. Right, so what's Becky's Forte is coming up after 4:30 this afternoon. We've got a group of people that do this for a living, a cappella singing. That's singing with no instruments. But is Becky going to be any good at that? We haven't done what's Becky's Forte for a while. That's coming up in the next 30 minutes on Radio 1. See, it's not just me. I was looking through the text. Loads of people's dogs are on dog book. We've got Zeta, who I just spoke to from Luton. Lee from Essex is on there with his 5-year-old, who is now addicted to dog book. Not 5-year-old dog, 5-year-old son. But most of these people do actually have dogs, unlike me and my flatmate. But we are getting one when we're allowed. Quite a few people have normal Facebook accounts just for their pets. And we have talked about this before. And maybe in the past I said that those people who set up Facebook for their pets were a little bit sad and maybe they need to get out more. And now me and my flatmate are online as Jeremy Beagle, the dog. It is actually quite fun. I would go out more, but it's January and it's cold. So maybe I'll abandon dog book when the weather gets better.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now it's the return of this.
What's Becky's Forte?
Just trying to find one thing in life that Becky is actually really good at. We've tried loads of things already. We've tried beatboxing. That didn't go so well. Then there was the mind reading. There was the TV presenting. The Formula One racing with Jenson Button. The tennis with Andy Murray. Interviewing Rio Ferdinand. That wasn't good. And also the bingo calling. We've done quite a few. Today, it's the return of What's Becky's Forte for 2010. And we say hello to... The Magnets.
Hey! Howdy.
This is Magnets, an a cappella group who we last saw at the Edinburgh Festival, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We saw you there in August.
And you were very out of breath.
We were. Yeah. We'd just literally come off stage. We sprinted. I think we had about 5 minutes before coming off stage and seeing you. So, yeah, we were completely out of breath.
Today it's Becky that's out of breath, actually. I think there's a bit of a chest infection going.
There is, but that's not going to put me off my forte.
No, it sounds better today, actually.
It does. It still hurts, but it's getting better.
Okay.
Wait, singing's fine with the chest problem, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah. All
the
time.
It's the best way.
Now, as we discovered at Edinburgh, you are an a cappella group. We've discussed this before. From the Latin a cappella, meaning no instruments. Acca, no, pella, instrument.
Now, he's a genius!
Is it hard singing without instruments?
Nah, not really. Once you get used to it, it just takes a lot of practice. And, once you get going, it's all right.
Okay.
Once you know what you're doing.
Yeah, there's no carrying any instruments, which is quite nice.
Yeah, that's good.
With a microphone and...
Just you, yeah.
That's it.
Now, we know you've performed for the Queen.
We did, yeah. We performed at the Queen's Jubilee.
But more impressively than that, we have found out that you've performed 8 times for Elle Macpherson.
Yes.
In her front room.
We did,
yeah. Baby.
So what happens, you get a call. Hello, is that the Magnets? It's Elle Macpherson here. Look, there's nothing on the TV tonight, guys. Why don't you just come round and entertain me in my front room? Is that?
That's uncanny.
Same.
She's a bit lower.
Hello, Elle Macpherson
here. That's better. That's it.
Look, guys, there's nothing on TV this evening.
You've nailed it, mate.
Hello.
So does she just ring you up and you go around?
Yeah, kind of. A friend of hers saw us sing, and her friend said, I think a friend of mine would really like it if you came and sang for her. And we didn't know who it was for. So we're like, yeah, sure, we'll come and sing at a castle somewhere in the north of England. So got in the car, drove up there, and when we got there, we found out who it was for. And, we tried to play it cool. It totally didn't work.
Right.
But it went pretty well, and she asked us to come back, and we ended up singing on 8 different occasions for her and friends.
Wow. What's her front room like, please?
It's knickers everywhere.
Is it?
Piles of underwear.
That's what I imagined. That's what I imagined a supermodel's front room to look like. Yeah. Good. So, today we're going to try and get Becky's forte to be a cappella singing. She's going to kind of join in with the magnets. You must all have different bits that you do then.
Yeah, that's right. So we thought we'd give you a little demo. So, you know, what we try to do is take a song like, say, Lady Gaga's Poker Face.
Yes.
So first of all, we stick the lead on.
Oh, 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 oh.
You know,
oh,
that sounds all right.
Yeah. Oh,
but it sounds a bit better with, say, some bass. So we put the bass in next.
Boom, 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 boom.
Which again, pretty good, but it's going to sound a lot better with drums. So we bring in Andy, our super drummer.
This is going to be your bit. What I do.
I wanna hold on like they do in Texas, please. Bottom, let 'em hit me, raise that better, stay with me. Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start. After she's been hooked,
then of course you add some backing like this.
Wow. That's impressive. Oh my God. I saw it and heard it in Edinburgh, and I'm blown away.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was magnets. So no pressure there, Becky. Do you think you can
just do the bom 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 bom?
Well, yeah, what bit would you like to do?
Well, I quite like to do the bomb, but I think
she's
the one
done
that
beatbox before, though, hasn't she?
The one that just speaks is I can't do
so
that.
It could be bass time for
yeah,
her.
But I think I should do the lead, maybe, because I've done beatboxing and bomb isn't my forte, so maybe.
Well, so you've chosen going bomb, not chosen that, and you want to do the lead instead?
Well, I'm kind of being pressured into it. But,
okay, yeah.
Do the lead, do the lead, do the lead!
Yeah.
Do you have any singing experience?
No.
Right. Because I try and harmonise all the time, like if I'm in a car or something on my own.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Everyone does that, don't they?
Yeah.
Badly, that's me. But I try. I tell you, I'm really jealous of James Corden, because that show before Christmas Eve, when Fern Cotton had her show from her house, James Corden and Rob Brydon did Last Christmas.
Yes.
James Corden's harmonies were spot on, and I got the jealousy I did. So, are we going to do the same song?
Uh-huh. Sure, yeah.
Nice, okay, and... And then Becky will do the lead.
At least I know the lyrics, I guess.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That track is exactly 3 minutes. So in that last 3 minutes, what have you been teaching Becky about a cappella singing magnets?
She's ready to go now. She's ready to go. Fortunately, we found out that the tune is pretty much one note, certainly for the verse. So I think she's prepared to sing Lady Gaga's Poker Face with the magnets.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. They're really good teachers, so I'm just not sure how good a student I am.
Think about it, though. This could be... If we find your forte today, we won't have to do this nonsense ever again.
I know. How amazing would that be?
I know.
Not quite sure that's going to happen, but we'll give it a go.
It's not been beatboxing or Formula One racing or a ton of other things, but it might be a cappella singing. So, now, what's Becky's forte with the magnets? Here she is, singing lead vocals on Lady Gaga's Poker Face.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, my darling.
Rhythm set. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just setting the mood. Bada,
boom, ladies and gentlemen, boom, the Magnets featuring boom, Becky. Boom, take it away. Bada,
boom, I wanna boom, hold them like they boom, do boom, in boom, Texas plays. Yeah. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, boom, stay boom, with me.
I love it.
Love game boom, intuition, play the cards boom, with space boom, to start. And after boom, he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's boom, on his heart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Really good.
I'll get him hot, show him what I've got.
Wait for the chorus.
Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him hot, show him what I've got.
Hit me now, hit me now.
Carry my, carry my, now he can read my poker face.
I think we've got it.
She's got to love nobody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Is that it?
That is it, yeah. We didn't want any more than that.
You couldn't even look at me during that.
No. Can't deal with it.
I know, it's a good one when you have to face the other way and you can't even look at me.
Thanks very much to the Magnets for coming in. I think you actually did well. Despite what Casey and Cheshire say.
I'm not sure we'll ever be the same again.
He's never been a fan of mine.
Matt in Cardiff never really liked you either.
So guys, coming out now.
Thanks very much for coming in today and proving that it's not Becky's forte, but thanks for having a go. Thank you. What's Becky's forte?
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Yes! That was the Glee cast and Don't Stop Believing. I am there with the Glee obsession, Scott, and you've just played my favourite. I had to stop revising. Yeah, it's good. Heather in West Midlands says, I loved it also, Mills. I was so excited about it, but no one knew I saw it. I can't wait for next week. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Someone else had to stop revising. That was Maura in Manchester, who loves Glee so much. It is my new favourite. Kyle driving home in Hertfordshire says, I shouldn't admit it, but I love it. Stu in Northern Ireland says, you just made my day. Andrew from Orkney, just as excited by you, Mill, as you, Mills, by Glee. The weird thing is, because people are downloading that today, right, after seeing the show last night, there could be two versions of that song, Don't Stop Believing, in the top 10 on Sunday on Radio 1's chart show. Now, do you think Steve, off Journey, when he made that song back in the 80s, do you think that here in 2010 he'd be thinking, oh, I'm going to have two versions of that inside the top 10 on Sunday? Probably not.
But he's loving it, though.
Yeah, I don't know his name is Steve. I just made that up. It is
Steve
is
Journey.
It a Steve? Steve Journey, that's his name, who wrote the original song for that. Molly in London was singing along. Bex in Skipton says, I don't know why, I watched the show last night, but hearing that nearly made me cry. It's just a good feel-good thing, isn't it? It's 5:20. I know Fern's trying to set up her own Glee club as well. I'm in. Are you? Watch it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm signing up for at the moment.
No. Right, here's Grant. Hello, Grant.
Hello.
Did you see Glee last night?
I did, yes.
Do you love it?
No, I hate it.
So you watched it, but you hate it?
Yeah, I just didn't like it.
Why?
It was a bit slow.
What's not to like?
No, it's just... I think they borrowed some of your auto-tune.
Well, that may be the case. There's no crime in it. Did you watch the same show as me? I don't understand. What are you on about?
Nah, it just wasn't my thing.
All right, Grant. Fair enough. Well, at least you gave it a go, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Grant, you're 18. You're off of Harrow, near London.
Off of Harrow.
And you, how exciting, are the first person ever to play against Becky on Oh, What's Occurring. How's it feel?
It's exciting stuff. It's exciting stuff.
Do you normally do good on this?
It varies.
Yeah, I suppose it is a guessing game.
Yeah, exactly.
So sometimes you'll be better than others. It's pure luck, really, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, Grant, and normally, before you played the game, where would you be listening and playing along to Oh, What's Occurring before now?
Normally, I'm washing the dishes.
At home?
Yeah, washing the dishes at home.
Well, why would you be doing it anywhere
else?
In
the car.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just washing the dishes on the bus. Okay, Grant, we're going to play the game after editors. Get yourself all worked up for it, all right?
Okay.
Podcast. And now,
What's occurring?
For the first time ever, it's Oh What's Occurring with Becky versus the people. I'm excited about this. We've got Grant on today as our first ever contestant. You right, Grant?
Yep.
It's all good. Don't be nervous.
No.
Grant is 18. He lives in Harrow. He hates Glee. And now has people who hate him on the text.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you see, that wasn't a good move.
Oh, no, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. My favourite text is, "You've got to make this loser lose, Becky." But it's all right. It's just a fan of Glee. They go a bit over the top. You know, it's an obsession. Now, you're a radio movie star, yeah?
Well, yeah.
Tell me about this.
Well, basically, there's this film coming out this year called The Kid, and I am a supporting actor.
Wow. What? Yeah. Okay, who's in the film?
There's like... Oh, I don't know who's in the film. Oh, you put me on the spot.
So you don't
Alfie
know who's
Allen's
in it?
Alfie in the film.
Oh, Lily
Alfie
Allen.
Allen, yeah, okay.
Yep. Ewan Griffiths.
Oh, he's quite famous.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone else.
When you say supporting actor, were you an extra?
Yeah.
What did
much.
You have to do?
Loads of, like, walking down the corridor in one direction and sitting in, like, rooms and, yeah, just
walking
kind of
and sitting.
Yeah, walking, sitting. It's really hard stuff.
How long do you think you're going to be on screen for in total for the whole film?
I might get, like, 5 seconds. I went for a few days.
Think about it, though. It might be best supporting actor time for you soon at the Oscars if this film does
well. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Fingers crossed.
Can I ask, you know the stars of the film, Alfie Allen, etc., and the other bloke?
Yeah.
Did they just swan off to their trailers and leave all the extras on a big bus?
That's what happened
when I did.
Didn't.
When
we
I did
were, like,
Casualty.
On a big barracks.
Oh, right, okay.
So it was like, I don't know. No, they didn't.
All right. Right, so, Grant, you play What's Occurring every day, along with yourself and with Becky, but you've never actually obviously been on before, so is it going to be different when you're in the cube? Shall we find out?
Yeah, let's find
do
out.
It.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's your first situation today. You know Len Goodman?
Yeah.
Are you aware of his work, Grant?
Yes, I am, strictly.
That's it? He is a friend of the stars. He has been in this business that we call show for years. So what we did is we gave Len Goodman 1 minute to name as many celebs as he could. It's a simple question, Becky and Grant. How many could Len Goodman name in 1 minute? Grant, you go first, guess.
Oh, first? How many in 1 minute? Eight.
Eight celebs from Len.
That's quite a good guess. Five.
Let's find out. Five in a minute. Alright. Here's Len Goodman. Does he know a lot of the celebrities? Well, let's find out. We gave him 60 seconds to name as many as he could.
Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Chris Moyles, Darcy Bustle, George Clooney, Brad Pitt. I could do with a Brad Pitt right now. Come on, think of a few more. Gracie Fields, Charlie Chaplin, Bill Wyman. Come on, Lenny boy. Celebrities. There must be a few more lurking about. A few more. Bruce Forsyth. Martin Clunes. Stephen Fry. Yeah. Tim Wannacott. Who's he? Oh, I know who he is. Come on, Len. Come on, don't let the side down. Tony Bennett, I'll Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Tiger Woods. Oh, I could have got under golfers. I've had a roll then.
Oh, bless Len.
I didn't know half of them. Who was that?
I'll tell you in a minute. I liked that Len was having a conversation with himself the whole way through, though.
Stephen Fry. Oh, Stephen Fry.
Oh, yeah, Stephen Fry. He even falls out with himself on this particular clip.
Tim Wannacott. Who's he? Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah, right. Shut up. No, you shut up, Len. So that was Len Goodman from Strictly. Grant, how many of those people did you actually know?
Like, three.
Yeah.
I've got Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah.
Chris Miles.
Yeah, I've got actually, most of them are dead. Bob Hope, comedian, he died 2003. Charlie Chaplin, actor, died 1977. Gracie Fields died 1979. Tim Wannacott, the antiques expert, he's still alive. He's on Bargain Hunt.
Oh, that's who. Oh, I know him now.
Duke Ellington, band leader, died 1974. Count Basie, a band leader, died in 1984. Tiger Woods is still going strong. Really still going strong. The question, should have been how many people can Len name who are still alive. Then it would have been 10. But the actual answer, because we didn't say dead or alive, was 18, which means Grant gets the first point. All right,
Yay.
Grant?
Yay. Yep.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one. Now, we need to thank one of our listeners for this next one. You know Alex James?
Yes, I actually love him.
I know, he's your perfect man.
He is.
He's off of Blur.
He was my perfect man in Blur, and then now he does Cheese as well, which makes me love him even more.
Yeah, he does Blur and he does Cheese. Well, one of our listeners spotted Alex on a TV cookery show just before Christmas with Anthony Worrell Thompson. And the good thing...
I don't know why he makes me laugh.
Anthony Worrell?
It's just because he's a bit cuddly, isn't he?
He's got a funny voice. I like him. Good thing about Alex off Blur, he doesn't waste time talking about things he likes. He just goes, oh, ooh, mmm. My question, in this cookery show, just before Christmas, with Anthony Worrell... Thompson. How many times did Alex James off Blur and Cheese say, ooh, or ah, ooh, mmm? Becky?
15.
Grant.
How long was the show?
Oh, don't be asking questions like that, Grant. You're going to mess everything up.
Okay. what did Becky say?
She said 15.
I'm going to go for 16.
Oh. Tactical.
Oh. Let's find out. Here's Alex James off Blur and Cheese going ooh, ah, and mmm a lot on that cookery show.
Into the orange.
Oh, yeah.
I think
this is, you should have brought some of your lovely cheese.
Oh. Sort of. He's got more of him to look at.
Okay, now that.
Loads of time. Oh, look, cheese on toast.
Look at that.
25 seconds. So exciting. Oh. Getting pretty eager. Oh, here goes the quail. Moving the
Look at this. How many kinds of cheese in here?
Toasted the bread. Oh. Mm. You like?
Going in there, zest together.
So
can't
good.
Beat rotisserie chicken. But things have to make you a nice. Look at that.
Beautiful.
Pieces of cheese and pickled onions in bed.
That's okay, so we've got very little left on there.
Quail's eggs on the top.
It's really quite simple, and a little salad for a while.
It makes the
better. Very satisfyingly cheesy. I've got to have another mouthful of that cheesy goo.
It's a lot, isn't it? Do you like cheese, Grant?
Yes, I love cheese.
Oh, good. So you hate Glee, but you love cheese?
Yeah, I love Glee. I really love Glee.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, you like Glee and you like cheese equally, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Love them.
Yeah. See, that's Becky's idea of heaven right there. Alex James and this.
Cheese and pickled onions in bed.
Yeah.
Why does Anthony have to be saying it, though? I wanted Alex.
Cheese and pickled onions in bed.
Think about it.
Cheese and pickled onions in bed.
Ooh.
You like?
Very satisfyingly cheesy. I've got to have another mouthful of that cheesy goo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're right?
Yeah.
Good. The answer, how many oohs, ahs, or mms were there, was 52. Get in, Grant!
Yes!
Oh! What's the kidding?
Next one. You know Florence, off of Florence and the Machine, Grant?
Yeah.
Fan?
Yeah.
Say yes, because she's here.
Yeah, no. Did she go to the Brit School?
Another question I don't know the answer to, Grant. Why do you ask?
Let me Google that for you.
Why do you ask?
Do you know what? I actually don't know if she does. I might have just made it up.
All right. Why do you ask that question, though?
Because I went to Brit School.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yay. And now look at your supporting actor with Alfie Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Florence is on Radio 1 tonight. She's not here, but she is in the building, right? She might be listening. She's got her own show with Hugh Stevens while Zayn is away. I love Florence's songs. We do occasionally play them on Radio 1. You may have heard some. And when I hear them, I do tend to sing along at the top of my voice. But have you noticed with her songs, not always sure what the words are? Or is that just me, Grant?
No, I have no idea what she's...
Yeah, it sounds nice, but it can be a bit of a noise sometimes. It's hard to hear the words. For instance, let me give you an example. I like singing along, but I don't know what it's saying. Don't know, see? I know the tune, don't know the words.
You laughed at me for my performance with the Magnets earlier on this afternoon.
Yeah. Now, we played Carry On Singing. We set Greg James this challenge. We played him three tracks from Florence and the Machine. But when we stopped the music, how many could Greg keep on singing with the right words? So we play him some Florence, we play him three tracks, then we stop them. Greg James, how many can keep on singing with the right words? Grant.
One.
Grant says one. Becky says...
Two.
Let's find out.
Ow!
Here's Greg James trying to carry on singing Florence and the Machine.
Days are over, the dark days are. Let me hear the evil
song. And here's what it actually sounds like. I think that's a point. That was pretty good. Okay, next one from Greg. Go on, Greg.
This is a gift. It comes with a price. Who is the love and who is the light that melts his ear and it holds me so tight and doesn't sleep in the sunlight?
That is brilliant. He's so good at this. I don't even need you to play the right answer because it's the same. And the last one...
And I'm hot when you're around. Ba 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 the drum says you're the around. Louder, louder.
I'm not giving him that one. That was nonsense.
That's a hard one, drumming song.
That is a hard one. You said two. Mm-hmm. Grant said one, but Grant's got 2 points already, so wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Yay!
And again with feeling.
Yay!
You're an actor, love. Right, so you have to go through all this again tomorrow at 5:20. You up for that?
I'm totally up for that.
You'd be doing dishes or something otherwise, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well done for today, so you're not rubbish. And we will speak to you at 5:20 tomorrow because it's always winner stays on. I know what's occurring. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Now, Mark from Cleethorpes has been on. Now, he was watching Match of the Day the other day and wants to know whether we saw it. To be honest, no. I missed this. Did you see Match of the Day? It's on Saturday night, is it?
No. What's it about? Football?
Football, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that, but he wants to know if we saw it. No, actually, Mark, we didn't. But Mark says they mentioned a football team on there, which he has never heard of, and he's quite a fan of footy. I think you might be asking the wrong people if you're asking us if we've ever heard of them, because we haven't heard of most. Anyway, this is the team that Mark heard and thought, who's that?
Birmingham have been unchanged for the last 8 games in that unbeaten season.
Not Birmingham.
Same 11 are put to work today, although the club have signed Spaniard Michel from Sporting Gijón. The midfielder joining subject to a medical on Monday.
That's the team, not Birmingham.
Sporting Gijón.
Michel from Sporting Gijón.
Sporting Gijón. That's the team. I've never heard of them. Now, I don't think they're in the Premier League, as far as I know. I think they are foreign. But what is that team?
Yeah, Sporting Gijón.
Michel from Sporting Gijón will have a medical on Monday.
Sporting Gijón.
It does sound a bit like a donkey.
I think I want to support them, whoever they are. Why don't we go and see them? We'll go to Gijón on holiday and we'll go and see them and support them. You up for that? Do you think their fans go, Gijón?
Michel from Sporting Gijón will have a medical on Monday.
I don't know what team that is, but I love them already.
They've blatantly got a donkey as a mascot.
Yeah.
Please say they have.
Anyway, Mark, I don't know any more than you, but I do enjoy the name very much.
Michel from Sporting Gijón.
I don't even know how to spell it, otherwise I'd look it up.
No, you can't even Google
that, can you?
Find out
where we were going
on holiday. We're going to Gijón anyway. See, often in cabs, for instance, if I get a cab home tonight, the cab driver will, 8 out of 10 times, say, what team do you support, mate? What team are you, then? And I'm going to say, I'm Sporting Gijón. So now I finally have something to say. This is brilliant news.
Michel from Sporting Gijón.
I'll say I'm very upset about Michel leaving Sporting Gijón. I think she was our best player by far.
Michel from Sporting Gijón.
She was good, she was.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Becca.
What are you saying, Becca?
I am saying that Gijón is a place in northern Spain, just on the coast.
You made that up.
No, I honestly haven't. It really, really is. I've actually been there myself.
What's it like?
Well, it's all right. It's a bit industrial, not very attractive. But the
Sporting Gijón will have a medical on Monday.
Did you meet Michelle from Sporting Gijón when you were there?
Yeah. No, I didn't, actually. I had no idea they had a team called Sporting Gijón. Yeah. But that's where it is, I think.
So how do you spell it? Is it Gijón?
No.
Gijón?
No. Unfortunately not. I think it's Gijón.
Well, that's stupid. That's not how you say Gijón.
I know. It's a bit ridiculous. But there you go. That's the Spanish for you.
Well, anyway, they're my team now.
Oh, wicked.
Sporting Gijón. Do you want to be on board?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Michelle's our best player. She's brilliant. Oh, no, she's left.
She's gone now.
She's left.
Well, maybe you could pick another mascot instead.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Hee-haw.
This
is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Bing bong. Will Florence from Florence on the Machine please report to Studio 2 immediately where there's been a spillage?
Just do a live tannoy, it might work. That was Endoves and Plain Fire. And then it was Kings of Leon. Lots of people loving that. Kind of finished off Danny's day. And also Steve-O.
It worked.
Hello. Hi, come in. Hello. This Florence is here now. There hasn't really been a spinach, it's fine. There's nothing spilt. Just we're going to have a little chat to Florence. Couldn't do this yesterday with Dizzy because he arrived at 7:02. Look, it's Hugh Stevens and Florence from
Hi.
Florence the Machine. Hello.
Hello.
Have a nice seat there as opposed to a horrible one. Hi, Hugh.
Oh, hi, Scott.
You right?
I just brought Florence in to see you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Did you hear my page?
Your page?
Oh, okay, good. Now, you've been here for hours.
I've been here for a while. I got here quite early, apparently.
That's really
which
good.
Which is really on rock and roll.
No, it's good.
Apparently Dizzy Rascal turned up with 5 minutes to spare. That's how to do it. And I was here and they're like...
It wasn't even 5 minutes, Florence, to be fair.
People were frantically ringing each other, weren't they?
I turned up like 2 hours, like already really nervous. Just enough time to make myself really edgy.
Are you scared?
I am quite scared.
Don't be,
it's fine. Is it easy? How, yeah, you look make at this. It look easy.
Well, I can. I can
really,
do it.
You seem really relaxed. You don't do it standing up.
Are you going to do it standing up?
I think so. Yeah, because okay. I've heard that's like what Westwood does, and it's kind of my radio. You know. That's what I'd like to be like as a presenter. I've got the noises.
Right, so if you could be any presenter, Florence would like to be Westwood.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try my best. It's between you and Westwood.
Okay, good. Now, can we give Florence some headphones, please? Because I need to hear this. There they are, see? Immediately. Earlier, one of our DJs, Greg James, who loves you, he played Carry On Singing with some of your records. So what we do is we play him a bit of the track, then we stop it, and he has to carry on singing with the correct lyrics.
Okay.
Now, can you tell me if these lyrics are correct,
okay?
From what he does? Hang on.
You haven't stopped playing my record. That's just what it's like.
No, he got the first bit right, but what are the words after that?
The dog days are over, the dog days are done. Can you hear the horses? Cause here they come. What did he say? Hee-ah-ooh-ah. It was beautiful. It was from the heart.
Next one. To me, like, you know what's coming, Florence. Here he goes. He does quite well at first.
This is a gift. It comes with a price. Who is the love and who is the light? That night is here and it holds me so tight. I don't need to sleep in the sunlight. Raise it up, raise it up. Raise it up! Raise it up!
See?
That was amazing.
Bless him.
I'm so bowled over. I can't even remember what the real
You don't
was.
Even know.
I don't even care now. It's changed my whole perspective on that song.
Do you want one more?
Yes, please.
We did one more. This is amusing you a lot, isn't it?
That's so funny.
Here we go.
Inside my head and I'm hunt when you're around. Says you're around. Louder, louder.
He is a fan, he just doesn't know all the words.
He got the whole rhythm though, right?
Yeah, he knows it.
There's a drumming noise. But I mean, the words maybe not so spot on.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for coming in. And
that's all right. I feel pretty warmed up now.
Yeah, I'm going to see. That's why we like to get people in.
Yeah.
Don't be scared, it's fine.
Okay.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.